Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today, I'll be talking about why I am so tired. As usual, there's a blog post to accompany this episode, which you'll find at danq.link/tired. There's also, this time, a video version. Why I'm so tired. I'm tired. For a few years now, I've been blaming it on iron poor blood, or lack of vitamins, diet, a dozen other maladies, but I've now found out the real reason. I'm tired because I'm overworked. You see, the population of the UK is 69 million, of which the latest census has 37 million of working age. According to the latest statistics, 4,215,913 people are unemployed, which leaves 32,784,087 people to do all the work. 19.2 million are in full-time education, 856,211 in the armed forces, and collectively, central, regional and local government employs 4.987 million. That leaves just 12,727,876 people to do all the real work. Long-term disabilities affect 6.9 million. 393,000 are on visas that prohibit them from working, and 108,085 people are working their way through the asylum process. Of the remaining 339,791 people, 100,000 are in prison, 239,789 are in hospital. That leaves just two people to do all of the work that keeps this country on its feet. You and me. And you're sitting there listening to this. This joke originally appeared eons ago. I first saw it in a Chainmail in about 1996. In fact, it was digging through an email archive I made in 1997 that inspired this episode. I adapted it from a US-centric version to a more British-centric one and recirculated it amongst some friends, taking exactly the same kinds of liberties with the numbers that are required to make the gag work. And now I've updated it with some modern population statistics, using exactly the same dodgy arithmetic, cherry-picking, double-counting, wild overestimations and hand-waving nonsense that makes it work. Obviously, this is a joke. Oh God, do I have to say that? Is somebody on the satire-blind internet of 2026 going to assume that any of those numbers are believable? They're not. Or think that I'm making some kind of political point? I'm not. What a minefield we live in.